Now let's get back to that weather report. Temperatures are expected to be somewhere between 90 and 100 in many parts of the country. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in almost 30 states. And 22 people have died so far from the heat wave that blanketed the Midwest and is now moving east. Joining us this morning from State College is Bernie Reno, a senior meteorologist at AccuWeather. And Bernie, the big question that we must be being asked, even as you're like walking to the corner store, is are we getting some cooler weather, and where in the country is it going to hit first?
Well, you know what? Over the next couple of days or so, there's really not going to be much in the way of cooling at all. This heat wave has been centered across the central part of the country since the late last weekend, but now it's spreading eastward. And by the time we head into this weekend, this heat is going to be covering the central and southern plains, the southeast, all the way toward the mid-Atlantic. The only areas that will be spared the worst of the heat will be up across the northern plains, cities like Minneapolis, or even up across sections of northern New England where it won't be as hot, but it's still going to be above normal.
So what's the best guess on when it will break?
You know, it depends where you are, but certainly across the southern tier of the United States and especially the southern plains, I don't see any break from the heat right until next week. Northern tier of the country, northern plains, and even I think even into the northeast, I think there will be a little bit of a reprieve from the heat as we head in the next week. But notice I said the word reprieve. What we're talking about here is the extreme heat where temperatures will be well in the 90s along the I-95 corridor. I think by next week, maybe we're back down to around 90 or in the 80s or a little closer where it should be this time of the year.
Bernie Reno, senior meteorologist at AccuWeather. Also joining us right now, Jerome Kasparian, researcher at the University of Geneva. And you know, Jerome, many people often wonder why we don't just make rainstorms. And there's confusion, I guess, over whether or not we can do that. Many people think that seeding clouds is creating rain. It's not really, right?
Well, there is a lot of work to seed clouds using small particles, for example, of silver iodine. In our lab, we tried to develop another approach based on laser beams with a high intensity in order to assist the condensation of water from the atmosphere. And actually, up to now, we have succeeded in generating small particles that we cannot qualify as a raindrop because they are not sufficiently big to fall. But we see it as a first step to locally modulate the precipitations.
And as you say, this is a difference from what we know as seeding clouds, which is where you load a cloud up with silver iodide, which creates some ice crystals in the cloud, and those ice crystals are heavy enough to fall to the ground as rain. But they don't create rain; they just increase the amount of rain that a cloud can drop. So, in your case, you'd actually would be able to squeeze water out of the air if this works.
But this means, of course, that this can also work if there is humidity. That is, if there are water molecules in the atmosphere. Of course, if you have nothing to harvest, then you cannot do anything. Up to now, our first results suggest that this requires 70% of humidity, which means for example, over the desert.
That is Jerome Kasparian, researcher at the University of Geneva, who's experimenting, as you heard, with a high-powered laser that, if it eventually works, could squeeze water out of humid air. And Bernie Reno, senior meteorologist at AccuWeather, humid air we have a lot of right now in a lot of parts of the country. Isn't that right?
Yeah, lots of humidity. And, you know, if I can comment on that, I really appreciate the world of science and how much it has helped our the human race. I am against tinkering with Mother Nature at all. Listen, the one thing I've learned in 20 years of forecasting the weather, we as humans have to stop trying to control things and have to start realizing that this is the planet we live on. Hurricanes, heat waves, floods are all part of the natural cycle and what we live on. Be very careful with trying to manipulate the atmosphere because I'll tell you what, I don't think it can be done, number one. And number two, you start getting into that, look out. You may be very careful with what you wish for. I really against, there's also been talk about trying to eliminate the strength of hurricanes. Everything on this earth happens for a reason. Now, it's unfortunately going to have disastrous results, but that is the fact of the planet that we live on. So I am really against tinkering with the atmosphere at all. We ought to leave it alone, and we have to learn to live with it, not try to control it, because we may damage it.
Bernie Reno, senior meteorologist at AccuWeather. Jerome Kasparian, researcher at the University of Geneva. Is what you're doing in your experiments there tinkering with the Mother Nature?
Well, of course, it can be seen a little bit like that. On the other hand, we are seeking very localized effects, and actually, such efforts is already quite actively developed in many parts of the world, and even from the operational point of view here, not far from here, in Europe, many people use it to try to protect 1 yard against hail. So it's kind of, I see it rather like a new technique preventing the use of chemicals in this purpose. And I'm not so afraid about perturbing the cycle of the nature, because it's anyway working on very localized, it's local modulation. It's not modifying the climate or wide range effects over huge regions.
Jerome Kasparian, researcher at the University of Geneva, experimenting with technology, lasers that, if they worked, could squeeze water out of the air. And Bernie Reno, senior meteorologist at AccuWeather, warning us all of the butterfly effect. Thanks, gentlemen.
My pleasure.